Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus, we finished with part one of our study of godly persons, and Dr. Bloom was just starting with the invitation. Let's go on with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
When they place written apologies on a website, Facebook, web pages, for a record of having had one time stood and had standards, but now they're sorry, they feel like they were legalistic. Listen, people do that. They change from what that they preached, that they stood on. Then, to be quite honest with you, they didn't have faith. They were frauds. If it was true faith, they would never let it go. The question becomes, are they a fraud now? Or were they a fraud then? So we depend on the grace of God to strengthen us and deliver us from that filthy, conform-to-the-world attitude. So, again, as we're progressing here, we'll see verse 2. And in verse 2, I want you to follow along, because we're seeing this build up in this chapter as we look at that behavior that becometh holiness. So this thing didn't stop in verse 1. It continues here in verse 2, and we'll say more about that in just a few minutes. Now, if you've been listening today, and over these last few days, as we've started this book of Titus, and it's made you to consider, is my life holy and acceptable unto God? Is it righteous? It's a question to ask yourself. We each need to ask ourselves that question. You see, one day you'll stand before the Lord as a saved person. And when it says that you'll be ashamed, all the angels of heaven, the saints of ages past, but those ones that you loved, might be parents, it might be your children, it might be your spouse. And they see you as a fraudulent, revealed as a fraudulent Christian, saved so as by fire, counting the loss of the reward that he had laid up, but now it's given to another, as in the parable, take from him that hath the one and give to him that hath the ten. You see, Christian, don't end life that way. I don't know how much longer we have. I'm going to be 72 here in just a little bit. And, you know, at 72 years old, I've had my 70 that was promised to me in the Word. And so he may keep me going here longer. Some of you listening today may be younger, and God takes you before he takes me. But whatever. One day we're each going to see God. The question I must ask myself, and each of us must ask ourselves, is my life holy? Is it acceptable unto God? Do people see Jesus in me? Do they hear his gospel through me? You see, that's the responsibility each of us. You, myself, we each have that responsibility. A servant of God. And acknowledging the truth. That truth which is after godliness. Now, you may say, no, that's not me. It might be because you're not really saved. You're not sure that if you die today that heaven's your home. My friend, you can make sure today. See, being a Baptist will not get anybody to heaven. Being a Muslim will not get anybody to heaven. Being a Catholic will not get anybody to heaven. Being Protestant will not get anyone to heaven. And on we could go, naming all these various religions and churches, Hinduism, and so many other things. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. How do we come to him? Well, first, remember a command that God made in Acts 17, 30 and 31, where he said, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that one. And he showed that that was the one, because he not only died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead, but he rose up from the dead. And yes, it's by him. He must be received as your Lord and Savior. You say, what is repentance, preacher? I hear preachers preach that. Does that mean I got to do all the things I can do to stop doing this, stop doing that? And that's kind of like a works. But it's like this. You know, before I ever met my wife, I had some girls I'd dated before her. And before she met me, she had guys that she dated. As a matter of fact, she probably had a whole lot more guys dating her than I had girls dating me. But you know what? One day, I asked her to marry me. She said yes. When we made those vows, each to the other, I told her I'd love, honor, and cherish. Whether it's for better or worse, sickness and health, poor, richer, whatever. I'd keep myself only to her so long as we both shall live till death do us part. What if she doesn't keep up her part? What if she doesn't keep up her part of being loving and honoring? What if she doesn't keep up her part of cherishing? What if she gives up her part of obedience? What if she gives up her part of better, you know, she decides to be worse? Maybe she's sick all the time. You know, just on we could go. Well, my word is to be my bond. So my word is till death do us part, but not just till death do us part. It would be to love, honor, and cherish her, even if she don't keep her word. The same is true. Christ gave his word. Now, I used it this way as my wife doing it, of not being, you know, the best kind of a person and all this other stuff. I did that because you and I, in the relationship with Christ, he is the head, not us. We're to be submitted unto him. So we turn to him, and he's willing to save. I asked our people the other day in church to raise their hands. If you've never sinned, you've never did anything wrong since you got saved, raise your hand. Of course, no hands went up. And I told them, well, if any hand did go up, we was going to have an invitation for liars. But I'm saying this. Marriage is a commitment. But you know what? When we make that word and give to Christ, still death do us part, but Jesus never dies, so we're his forever. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will always love us. But just like a father has to chasten his son, just like a father has to sometimes scourge his son, the Lord sometimes chastens us, rebukes us, scourges us, but we continue on. Now, my friend, that's the relationship you come to when you're coming to Jesus Christ, believing that he died on the cross for our sins, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was buried, and he rose victoriously, bodily, from the grave 3 days later. Victorious over hell and over the grave. having paid the penalty for our sin for all time. All the wrath of his Father, of God the Father, was poured out upon the human spirit of Christ in order to pay the penalty for our sin. His blood been applied on our behalf. His innocent blood. But Jesus paid it all. So with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. The heart man believeth? Yes, that belief that affects the way you live, that affects your actions, that affects what you become. You see, with the heart, just like in that marriage, it's a life commitment. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. But that righteousness is not our righteousness, it's the righteousness of Christ. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever, Romans 10:13 then says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever included me. One day in that place where it says whosoever, I could say for Andy Bloom, you can put your name there. And whatever your name is, for if your name shall confess, shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. You believe that he died for you? You believe that he was buried and rose from the dead? You're willing to let him be your Lord and Savior? That's repentance, giving your life to him. Turning from depending on yourself, doing the best you can or whatever, even turning from any other way you've been told to the way of Jesus Christ and his word. Turning to Christ alone. He'll save you. You'd like to be saved? You'd like to know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? I've just shared with you the scriptures concerning the gospel of the way of salvation. Yours is to call and ask him to save you. You say, boy, I'm not really sure how to word that prayer. Well, I will word a prayer right now. The words that I pray would only be words if you prayed them after me and you didn't mean it. But if you mean it and you would like him to be your God and Savior, to save your soul, then pray this prayer. As I pray it aloud, you repeat the words after me. I'll pray it slowly. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer there as I prayed it aloud and you just asked the Lord to save you, and you're not ashamed of God, you're not ashamed of that, then would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will give you our physical address and also our website, and you can email us through our website. And we would like to hear from you and like to know if you've made a decision to receive Christ. Would you do that? It would mean so much. Well, I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light today. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.